వందేహం
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 17th of December, 1975, in Bombay, India.
Last night I explained to Billa that you have to change only your care of. Now your care of under material energy, and you have to transfer
under care of
spiritual energy. They appreciate it.
They are under care of great Maya, Mahamaya.
Everyone
sitting in the Delhi, in all the villas.
Not villas, everyone. Certain
I don't know that. But I am a rebellion against them.
Everyone.
In 1958, sir, I told the Congress, when I was a member of the Congress, that I can't be a member of such an institution which just simply lies, spreading white lies.
No, you may say about congressman or this communist man, everyone is under.
He's a rascal.
Yes. That is our verdict. Mura, we understand from Bhagavad Gita.
One why Muda, sir? Muda Tama?
Huh? Yes, Bimura. That's what Prahlad Maharaj says, not only Mura, but Bimura. This is Mura. A specific. Prahlad Maharaj says the same thing. Tato Bimukha Chetasa. Bimukha Chetasa means one who does not accept Krishna as the supreme. Tato Bimukha Chetasa. Soche. I am simply thinking of these actions. Who are these? That those who are non-devotees, one who does not surrender to Krishna. Tato Bimukha Chetasa. So why? You are searching the Maya Sukhaya simply for so-called sense gratification for a few days. Bharamud Bhato Bimuran, making big plans. I am thinking of these rascals. So what for they are making big plans? They will stay here for a few days and forgetting Krishna consciousness, they're busy in making plans. This is Prahlad Maharaj. And Krishna said that Murhar Bimura, as soon as you find one, not Krishna consciousness, he is immediately Bimura and Mura. Namam Duskutinam Mura Prapadjanti Narahata.
That knowledge is perished by Maya.
Yeah. Maya will help you. If you want to forget Krishna, Maya will help you. How you can more and more forget.
Even Maya would help us even for finding out Krishna.
No.
Because this body is a Maya. The mind is a Maya. And the very mind will help us, sir. That doesn't help us go towards Krishna.
That is not Maya's help. When you surrender to Krishna, Maya will not bother with your business. That means you get relief from Maya. You are no more under the jurisdiction of Maya. Now you are under the jurisdiction of Krishna. That is one. Maya will trouble you so long you do not go in the jurisdiction of Krishna.
Yemam prapadyante Maya.
And as soon as you go under the jurisdiction of Krishna, sarvadharmān paritajya māyā, then there is no jurisdiction of Maya. This, as soon as this sun rises, there is no darkness, automatically. You do not require to dissipate the darkness. As soon as there is sun, everything is light. Hare Krishna. Jaya. Hare Krishna. Mameva pripadante mayame tam taranti. This is the point. In simple method, to become under the jurisdiction of maya, it requires great labor. But to become under the jurisdiction of Krishna, it takes a minute. But these rascals will not do that. Krishna...
Because Krishna himself has made your five souls, these indriyas, outgoing.
So, indriyas, he has made your eyes to see Krishna, not a prostitute. That is your fault. Krishna has given you eyes to see him, but you are utilizing to see a prostitute. So that is not Krishna's fault, that is your fault. Eyes are not bad. Krishna has given him eyes to see Krishna, but we are utilizing for other purposes. So that is our fault. We are presenting this Krishna's deity in the temple, but who is coming to utilize his eyes? Nobody is coming. They will go to see cinema, beautiful actress. So they are utilizing the eyes for this purpose.
I have seen the last cinema in 58. Mm-hmm. It has gone with the wind.
It is not you or I.
It gone with the wind. It has gone with the wind.
So we are misusing everything. That's what bhakti means. Stop this misuse. Sarvapadhi vinin muktam. That is bhakti. Whatever you have got, utilize it properly. Don't misuse it. That is whole innocence. Kurusatat madhapur. Krishna said, whatever you are doing with your senses.
Nadatham karma kanteya. Mukta sangha samachara.
Yes, that is what. The Mahavadi philosopher, they are taking, because the senses are creating so much trouble, material existence, finish this, sunnavadi. But that will not solve the problem.
No, sir.
The problem will be solved that you keep your eyes, you don't require to finish it, but cure it. Just like you, medical man, if one is blind out of cataract, you don't say that you pluck it, the eyes, and throw it. No. Please cure it, and you will be able to see. This is the difference between Mahavadi philosophy and Vaishnava. They want to pluck it out. Make it zero. Sunnavadi.
The Sunnavadi is, I mean,
No. This is the philosophy. Sunnavadi means they want to make it zero. But this, you are traveling. You have got so much trouble with your eyes. Don't bother. Pluck it out. This is their philosophy. And our philosophy is, no, there is no need of plucking out, just cure it, and you'll see. That is it.
Antarmukhi. Yes. Make them antarmukhi. That is what, I mean, Kathopanishad teaches us.
Every Vedic scripture will advise you that. You take this Upanishad or that Upanishad. The ultimate is Gita Upanishad. The final. Gita Upanishad.
Gita Upanishad.
Yes, Gita is Upanishad.
Yes, yes, but that is always mentioned in after each of them.
Yes, Gita Upanishad. So, Gita Upanishad is the substance and summary of all Upanishads. And Upanishad means Vedas. That is the Vedic knowledge.
But if you negate I, there's no question of seeing. If you negate the I...
The same principle. That you are seeing, now kill yourself, you don't see. That's all. The same principle. You are seeing and feeling disturbance. Better kill yourself, you'll not see, then all problems solved. This is the advice. Kill yourself. So will you agree to that?
Yes, philosophically kill yourself and get yourself transferred to a different type.
But then you're not killing
physically. I mean, philosophically.
When you kill means you finish yourself. No more seeing.
Finish your present ego.
Well, that is your interpretation. Killing means we finish everything. Killing does not mean that you again see. There is no killing.
But you're just going another
That is practice. Curing. That is curing. Killing and curing. If you kill yourself, then the whole thing is finished. But if you cure yourself, then you see rightly. So we advise cure, not kill. That is all.
Cure the ego.
No. Cure the disease.
Ego is the greatest disease, sir.
Yes, this is one
ego
of the diseases.
Ego is the greatest disease, first disease that man is overtaken by.
False ego. You can say false ego.
Yes. Ego is always...
I exist. This is pure ego. I exist. That's fair. And when you say that I exist for this life, I can finish it. There is no next time. That is not philosophy.
That should be either ego of God or either of you. Prem galiyati sankri jisme don samay. Whether God's ego or your ego, there cannot be two egos.
Samay, samay, you are already samay. Tadbam khalidam brahma. You are already in Brahma. There is no question of samay. The rascal cannot see. They say samay. Why samay? You are already there. You do not know. That is explained in the Bhagavad. Brahma bhuta prasanna. Oh, I am already there. Prasanna. Suppose if you are in a false impression that I am out of Brahma, then there is question of samaya. But if you know that you are already in Brahma, then what is the question of samaya? Prasanna. This is real experience. Brahma bhuta prasanna. Now we understand that I am Brahma Brahmasmi. That is real knowledge. I am not this matter. I am not American. I am not Indian. Aham Brahma.
I am not this body.
That is real knowledge. But they are under the impression of this false knowledge. Therefore this samaya. Why samaya? You are already there. Krishna says, Mami Vamsa Jiva Bhuta. When the sun is there, the sun sign is also there. Already. So you are sunshine. And sunshine, Krishna is sun. So you are already together. But the cloud is there. We are thinking that I am not sunshine. I am cloud. And that is misconception. And when you understand the cloud is no more there, then aham brahmasmi. Brahma bhuta prasanna. That is all. Under the fool's guidance, we are becoming fools. And if we take the real guidance, then we come into the real knowledge. We have created a fool's paradise. Everyone is a fool, and he is promising paradise.
This is Andras, right. Leading Andras.
Yeah. This is right.
Andrayamana.
Yeah. Otherwise, why there are so many rascals? Clarity. The fools. Make it a fool's paradise. Take Bhagavad Gita as it is, everything is all right. There is no question.
Maya is durat gaya.
Yes. And Maya, why don't you settle that? Maya will not disturb.
Sir, when sama sarveshu bhuteshu madbhakti labhate param, you are with an equipoise, thing.
Yeah,
that is the highest bhakti.
That you can say when you are yourself Brahma Bhuta. But if you are not Brahma Bhuta, that is not possible. They are trying to unite everyone in the United Nations, all cats and dogs.
They bark it towards
each other. Simply barking. There is no possibility of unity. That is not possible. They have simply gone barking. And it is an association of dogs barking. That's all.
That we can find it out.
Yes. So if you keep them dogs, there is no question of unity. If you bring them to Brahma consciousness, aham Brahma, then there is unity.
That is the sama sarveshu bhuteshu.
Yes. And then when you are in that state, then you can become qualified to serve God. Madhvakti labhati para. The bhakti is not so easy. Manushayanam sahasyesu kaschidyatriti
siddha. Bhakti is more difficult than...
Yes. It is not difficult, because they are rascals, they made it difficult. Krishna says immediately, sarva-dharmān paritrajyamāmekam sarvam, aham tā sarva, I will give you freedom. Immediately, within a second. But they will not do that. That is it, maya. Krishna says it is so easy. And you can become immediately Brahma Bhuta. Why you should waste time, many, many lives, to come to this conclusion that Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sukhulam? Why should you waste your time, many lives? Do it immediately.
Sir, we must have wasted our many lives in past and we must have come to this stage, who knows?
Now you come to this stage, we are reading Bhagavad Gita. You do it now. Why you are delaying? If after many, many births I have come to this conclusion, surrender to Krishna, why don't you do it now? That is intelligence. How rascal he is. Take it immediately. But he will not take it. Krishna says you give up your all duties. You just come to me immediately. These boys, they did it. That's all.
We are grateful, sir.
Yes.
I understand it.
No, our Krishna consciousness movement is the nicest movement. Only intelligent man can take it. It is a fact. It is a fact.
Man behave me bolta and hum bhi are fools.
No. Of course there are fools, otherwise why the movement is there? The movement is there for correcting the fools. Otherwise there is no need.
So many fools are corrected, others are left out.
Hare Krishna. There was one devotee. Some queen or somebody, she was approached by somebody, the two poets have come. Kalidas, yes. Kalidas poet has come to see you. So she immediately said, I know only two poets, Vyasdev and Valmiki, and all other poets I kick out.
This is Ramayana and Mahabharata.
I know only two poets. She refused to see Kalidas.
One Goswami refused to see the. You remember, sir?
Mirabai.
Mirabai. And then she said that there are only women in the Vraja. No, Krishna is the only man.
One thing is, we don't find any authoritative scripture that Mirabai never met Rupa Goswami. But they say like that in Vrindavan. But from the Mirabai life of Rupa Goswami, we understand that the Goswamis are so popular in Vrindavan that if there was any family called husband and wife, they used to come Rupa Goswami to settle up, and whatever he would give the decision, they would accept. So how it is possible that he did not see any woman?
It is not Rupa Goswami or Jiva Goswami, some Goswami, they say. So many Goswamis there.
Jiva Goswami?
Yeah.
Why Jiva Goswami should not see woman? That is also doubtful.
Why? He did see Mira.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also never refused to see woman. But women were offering respect from a distance, that's not very near. But we don't see that he refused to see woman. Why the Goswamis will do that?
That is the story going on.
Then Pandita Samadarshina, how it is? Person.
There's that story of the one woman who was on his shoulder on that Nishinga column, looking at Lord Jagannath.
Yes.
And Govinda tried to take him down, and Lord Chaitanya said no.
One woman, out of her eagerness to see Jagannath, there was a big crowd. She jumped up over the shoulder of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the devotee said, come on, come down, what you are doing? Chaitanya, no, she is so eager to see Jagannath, don't disturb. Don't see. Let us stand on mind. Sir, there is no question of hating woman. We want simply devotee. That's all. But unless we are very advanced, we take precaution. That is another thing.
He's very duragrahi. And mind, Arjuna was told by Bhagavan in 6th Adhyay, mind is so difficult to control.
He says that my mind is disturbed even by seeing an wooden doll or woman. That is also there.
Vaishnav sadhus are not expected to look at the pictures of the women.
No. That is not. Then how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu allowed the woman to stand on his shoulder?
He was a Mahaprabhu, not for us.
That is the criterion. If one is perfect devotee, then it is
all right. It's all right for us.
And so long he is not or she is not perfect devotee, then there is a sin.
In the sadhana stage,
yeah,
he is a sadhak completely sadhya ho jane ke baad, then he is everything is equal to him. Sama sarve shubhute.
For Kanishtha Adhikar.
Sarva sanve shubhute. We are not sama as yet.
So it depends on the condition.
He said that they are not only look at the female dolls or even female
picture. That is moral instruction. That is moral instruction. Even if you are not a devotee, you should not think of these things. That is moral instruction.
Because a woman is brahmachari, a
brahmachari, if he thinks of a woman, that is also resting.
But in eight ways he must observe brahmacharya.
Yes.
All the five senses and the three mind, man, buddhi, ahankara.
We are giving very simple formula. This becomes Krishna consciousness and all problems.
The very easy formula for all the mudas.
Yes.
Like us.
The doctor.
Say, before you can say, you can say anything. Why not I am?
No, this is intelligence. This is not mudha. This is intelligence. Guru Mani Murtho Dekhi Kariva Sasana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that my Guru Maharaj saw me a fool number one.
So you see me also that
way. That means he's intelligent. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not a fool, that's a fact. But he presented himself like that. He's most learned, but he presented before Guru, I am useless, worthless.
And unless you understand your worth.
That is very good.
No, really worthless.
Sinadapi sunitena, karorapi sayesu, amani na manade, kitaniyat. That is the qualification of chanting Hare Krishna. Humbler than the grass, tolerant than the tree, giving all respect to others, expecting no respect for oneself. These are the qualifications to become perfect Krishna consciousness. Amanittam madambhittam ahimsa khanti yajam. Amanittam. Although he is very qualified, he says, oh, I am no qualified. Amanittam. This is Amanittam. Hare Krishna. Jaya. This is the beginning of knowledge. Amanittam adambhittam ahimsa khanti yajam. The materialistic everyone there, not Amanittam. Oh. I am so respectful.
Not I have done this.
No, I don't say.
I have done this.
This is the process. Amanittam adambhittam. Where is that thing? That is taught from the brahmachari. Brahmachari is a small boy. He is taught that he become amanittam adambhittam. And he accepts it. Because he is small. The brahmachari may be coming from a king's family. But if his order, my dear boy, take my shoes and brush it, he'll do it easily. Because he's innocent boy. He learns. There were brahmachari, guru kule, vasandanta. The mode of life should be trained from the brahmachari.
Yes, sir, British public schools, they are doing that. The school of Harrow and all these things. There the fourth standard boys have to brush the shoes of the fifth standard boys and fifth to the sixth and sixth to the seventh and first to the second level.
Now, why not of the second standard?
And the first boy, his shoes goes to the teacher for cleaning.
Some idea.
That is a great idea.
No, that is also imperfect. Anyway, it is something. Amanittam madambhittam. They, from the very beginning of their life, they address others' wife as mother.
That is,
you see, Matrivat Paradareshu. This is culture. To see every woman accept his own wife as mother. Where is that culture?
Mahatma Gandhi also changed his life after Brahmacharya. Mahatma Gandhi.
Well, we are talking of real Mahatmas, not politicians.
No, no, he changed after Brahmacharya. His life.
I do not know much.
He took a big vow. He took a big vow at the age of 42 years. That Mahan, Mahavratta, they call it, for not indulging in sex.
That is one of the qualifications. No,
that is one of them. But by controlling that, sir, people rise much quicker.
That is a fact.
Because I think woman is the personification of Maya. You see that way. The whole thing is, revolving around that.
But if you become strong Krishna conscious,
then it goes.
Maya metang taranti. There is no more Maya.
You must be conscious like Mirabai, or gopis, or big bhaktas, Nasi Mehta. When his wife died, say, Acha ho gaya. Abhi hum shuko, I will be able to worship God in a better way. When he lost his wife. These are the times.
No, that means he became Krishna conscious after his wife's death.
He was a bhakta.
Not before.
That is his saying. I will be unhindered.
Why should I expect the death of my wife?
No, his wife died and he expressed that way. He did not expect it. We are all dead so far as we
zero,
are not Krishna
zero means in spite of presence of agitation, if one is not agitated, that is zero. And if I pray that here is the cause of agitation, let her die. That is not very good.
No. After she died, you have misunderstood me, sir. You are not. He was a great bhakta, Vaishnava bhakta, and I don't think he.
Why, sir? He would say pray for somebody's death.
He never prayed for her. He prayed it because now he will have less hindrance in the worship of God. That is what he meant.
Vaishnav, mancha kalpata bhasya, kipasindu bhayavad. Vaishnav is a mercy, ocean of mercy. Why should he should expect another death? No, I am saying. No Vaishnav aspires or thinks that he may be hampered or he may be harmed for my benefit. No.
What he said, sir, Balu Thayu Bhagi Janjal.
About him, I mean, say.
Okay, Vajishu Sivu.
Vaishnav means Paradukha Dukhi.
Yes.
Vaishnav should be always Dukhi or other. Vaishnav personally has no Dukha. That is Pullal Maharaj said. Naivat Vijay Paro Durattvaya Vaitaranya. Tadbijya Gayana Maha Amrita Magna Sindhu. Sochi Tato Bhimuka Chit. They are simply anxious for the person who are godless. That is it. Even they are godless, even they are enemy of the devotee, still Vaishnava says, how I can correct him? Not that he is my enemy, let him die. How I shall correct him? That is Vaishnava. Paradukha Dukhi. He is under ignorance, he is talking nonsense. How shall I correct him? That is missionary spirit.
He said he enjoyed the program very much.
Who said?
Ashok did.
Ajay?
Yeah.
Ashok Maharaj said, of course.
So he also, when we were taking dinner, he came up and he said he enjoyed.
Therefore, they did not put any question.
It is very difficult to put question to you. Because you start saying, oh, you mold the opposition down very badly.
It is all true.
I am a shameless man putting questions to
you. How long did I speak?
About 45 minutes.
That is my standard. Mittal once, Kittarananda Swami has come, he reported that sometimes these European Americans do not like our Bhashana and sometimes they purchase and tear the books. And he still they purchase. That is the beauty.
Europeans you mean to say?
No, in America.
Americans.
Kittarananda Swami. They tear these pages. And again, still they purchase. This example is given just like hot sugar cane. juice. Because it is hot, it cannot be taken, but one cannot avoid tasting it. Sugar cane juice is hot. Because we speak everything against the so-called knowledge, and still they want to taste it. Hot sugar cane juice.
Your this Bhagavad commentary is really wonderful. I am critically studying now.
Thank you.
The second reading of mine. Because I want the first reading I just...
Yes, said. They read our books on, for the part. Because
you have, I mean, collected from 2, 3, 4, 5 sources.
Oh, yes. Professor DeMock said that where is a commentation who has practiced devotion in his life?
No, but that is a fact. I mean, those who are research scholars, they can write down better about the research, their work. If I write about
something,
I can't write down that way. Because you have done it, you can do it better.
That is our mission. Apone achari prabhu jivere sikha. First of all, behave yourself, then teach. Without being accomplished in your life, don't teach.
It is acharo paramodaya.
Yeah. Apani Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement was that. Apani Achari Prabhu Jivere Sikha.
You teach by your action.
Yes.